Hello, queers. You're listening to Movies a la Queer. This is Sarita Ramirez, and it's been a few weeks, but I'm back. I am happy to announce to those that care that I am back in Chicago after 2 weeks of planning, moving, and the 12 to 13, sometimes 14-hour drive that it took to get here. And yeah, it was not a horrible experience, but it was rough. And thankfully, by the time that you're listening to this episode, I am settled and ready to get back to giving this podcast the love it deserves. So without further ado, this week we are going to explore a series that is seriously underrated. This show is a dark comedy, and while it'll have us laughing and crying and feeling completely seen, it's also very intense and uncomfortable at times. In its 8 25-minute episodes, we get a look at a life whose experiences are meant to be talked about and meant to be shown on the screen. Did I mention it's seriously relatable? In this episode, the series we're talking about is 2019's Work in Progress. Work in Progress, a 2019 American dark comedy series created by Tim Mason and Abby McEnany, starring Abby McEnany, Theo Germain, Karen Anglin, and Celeste Peckhouse. The IMDb synopsis: 45-year-old Abby, a self-identified fat, queer dyke whose misfortune and despair unexpectedly lead her to a vibrantly transformative relationship. Here's the trailer.
I laid out 180 almonds, and every day I'm just going to throw one away. And if there's one almond left and I don't feel any better, I'm done. I'm out. You know what I mean?
You did not kill your therapist.
I'm pretty sure I did.
It was actually a really big deal to me.
Of course, it's just not like your child or something.
Well, I don't have a child.
Thank God, right?
Thank God I don't have a child.
A child that died.
I need to make changes, right? And like figure out how to be better.
Abby, this is Chris, the waiter from Daisy's. Your sister gave me your number.
She thinks you're gorgeous. Also, she killed someone today.
What?
Well, not really.
Allison is such a...
I'm a trans man.
I haven't been out with an attractive trans man in ever, so.
I've just always been terrified about what's wrong with me, obsessed about why everything makes me anxious.
Chris likes a project, so.
A project?
I will never be.
I'm this fat, struggling queer dyke, and that is my identity.
My life is harder than anybody else's!
Can I make a sweeping generalization? You are a much better person than you think you are.
Julia Sweeney from Saturday Night Live. Her character Pat, who nobody could tell was a man or a woman, ruined my life. People would always say that I look like Pat.
Did you?
I mean, I wore a lot of overalls.
They're too far under.
Hi, Abby. I'm Julia.
Oh.
Where can I start? This show is absolutely one of my favorite ones that I have watched in a long time. And I say this proudly because this is a show that was released around the same time as the L Word Generation Q and got a fraction of the attention. Now, I do believe that some stories are better meant to be watched than fully, thoroughly recapped. So for this episode, I won't be giving you a super thorough recap of Work in Progress Season 1 because I believe that this is a story that's better told by Abby McEnany herself. But don't fret, I will be touching upon the themes and the most important things that just jumped out at me, as well as some of my favorite moments in Season 1 of Work in Progress. The show opens up with Abby, a 45-year-old lesbian in the city of Chicago. She's single, close with her family, and has a great community of friends. One thing we learn about Abby is that she is suffering from mental illness. When we meet Abby, she's experiencing suicidal ideation. Marsha Peirce at verywellmind.com defines suicidal ideation as having the desire or want to take your own life or thinking about suicide. Now, I want to take a moment to remind anyone who is listening that there are resources available for those suffering from this and more. I will provide links and a phone number to the suicide prevention hotline in the show notes. Now back to Work in Progress. Abby, who goes to therapy quite regularly, admits to her therapist for the first time that she plans to kill herself in 180 days. Now, in a normal situation, if a therapist hears this, I would assume that they would notify the authorities and seek even more professional help for their patients. If I'm wrong, please correct me. But in the show, unfortunately, the therapist dies in that session with Abby there. Confusing, I know. But point is, no one in the professional sense knows that Abby is going through this suicidal thoughts and ideation. Alongside that, she does suffer from obsessive compulsive disorder, which renders her, you know, stuck in public restrooms for a long time, binge eating disorders, and an uncontrollable urge to journal. After the death of her therapist, Abby and her sister Allison go out for lunch at a restaurant and she meets Chris, a handsome 22-year-old trans man who Abby at first mistakes for a lesbian. After her sister slips Abby's phone number to Chris, Chris does end up calling Abby later on that day or the following day, and the two begin to date. What follows for the rest of the season is the two of them, Abby and Chris, getting to know one another, while at the same time Abby exploring these traumas that she's experienced in her life and how they have ultimately held her back from finding true happiness. Now, besides these very serious topics that are undeniably extremely important to talk about, there's also a lot of laughter and real comedy in this show. We get to see a loving friendship between Abby and Campbell, played by Celeste Peckhouse, and they are the epitome of a ride or die. Campbell is very protective of Abby and is at first hesitant about her relationship with Chris because of his age and the fact that this is the longest relationship that Chris has ever had and that has been with Abby. I really enjoy how this show explores different relationship dynamics. And we don't see many examples of lesbian relationships on television and film, much less queer trans relationships. We also see Abby get close to her father's new wife and her family. And it goes without saying that Abby is a very complex character because she goes through moments of social anxiety and is triggered in these uncomfortable social situations. But throughout the show, we see her opening up in different ways to other people around her and, I guess, getting more comfortable revealing these insecurities about herself. Now, the subject of boundaries is really prevalent in this series. Abby is able to compartmentalize a lot of her emotions and she reveals different parts of herself to different groups of people. there's this explosive breakup scene that takes place in the past, and it highlights these exact points. To those on the outside who love and care for Abby, like her friends and her community group members, they see this fun, bubbly, party side of Abby. But once she's home and maybe at her most comfortable with her partner, she pretty much dumps all of the anxieties and all of the depression and her disorders to her partner. And for those that don't know of her disorders or her experience in mental illness, they may see it as chaos or just neuroticism. In this series, we see how relationships can not only be heavily impacted, but disintegrated by miscommunication. Abby and Chris have this wonderful, beautiful relationship that is very comforting, especially to viewers, because here we are thinking this is perfect for Abby. Chris is attentive and is very quick to pick up on her anxieties and can pick up on that energy shift very quickly. However, it's also not that simple, because after a boundary, the boundary is crossed between Abby and Chris, their relationship dismantles. And something that could have been resolved, maybe even perhaps very quickly, became even bigger because of deception, because of lying, and all these little white lies just ended up becoming this big fat lie at the end. Now, here are some of my favorite moments from Work in Progress. So in episode 3, the brunch episode, you really get to see this tight-knit queer community. And that's one of the reasons that I really wanted to move to Chicago. I was seeking this beautiful queer community where I could just be myself and really be who I am without judgment, without anyone thinking that I'm acting off or strange or that I'm not who I say I am. You do get to see a lot of love and songs and joy and just that picture-perfect chosen family. You also get some views on polyamorous relationships and open relationships. Something that Kim Barrett writes is quite common in the queer community. To read more about polyamory and how and if it falls under the LGBTQ+ umbrella, I have attached Kim Barrett's article in the show description. There's also that scene with Julius Sweeney and Weird Al Yankovic. That's also a gem. Now, they aren't married in real life, and yes, I did have to Google that on my first watch of the show. Pat, the SNL character that was played by Julia Sweeney, quote-unquote, ruined Abby's life, both in the show and in real life. In an interview with Stephen Colbert, Abby McEnany does reveal that she experienced a lot of that animosity and teasing and bullying that was shown in the series in real life, and not just from straight, cisgender white men, but in lesbian bars and in other, what we would assume are safe spaces for the LGBTQ community. Now, to watch this really awesome interview, I'll link it in the show description as well. This show brings up a great topic of what even is considered a safe space anymore. Is it a space where queer and trans people can come in and be their authentic selves? Well, what about queer trans people of color? If they can't be their authentic selves without feeling ostracized from members of their own community, then no, it's not a safe space, no matter if it's a gay or lesbian bar. It's a great thing to remember that what we consider as a safe space for us is not always for other members within our community. Once again, I heavily, heavily, heavily suggest anyone to watch Work in Progress. I, of course, warn that there are trigger warnings and mentions of suicide as well as eating disorders and binge eating. But it's a show that should have gotten a lot more attention. And luckily, it did get a lot of praise and it was picked up for a season 2 last year. A Chicago Reel article caught cameramen and others filming season 2 this past month in Chicago. So it is happening. It is expected to be released later this year, if not early 2022. So you have plenty of time to go and binge watch season 1. To watch Work in Progress, it is available to stream on Showtime. And for those that don't want to have these separate streaming platforms all over the place, you can add Showtime to your Hulu or Amazon Prime subscriptions. I thank you again for listening to this episode of Movies a la Queer. If you haven't done so already, follow on Instagram and TikTok for the latest news and updates. Please also leave a 5-star rating on Apple Podcasts or wherever that you listen to Movies a la Queer. And share this episode if you think it's worth sharing. This is Sarita Ramirez. Stay safe, warm, or cool, because we're getting there. And I will see you next week with another episode. Bye.